Orlando Magic Jonathan Isaac Knox Charles Barkley's Empty Politically Correct Rant. By Paul Bois on July 19, 2023. Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic called out former NBA star Charles Barkley for his empty politically correct rant in which he scolded Americans opposed to LGBTQ ideological radicalism. As Breitbart News reported, Barkley insulted Americans that have criticized Bud Light for partnering with transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney after he had attended a celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe, California. "All you rednecks are assholes who don't want to drink Bud Light, fuck you all," he said. "Hey, y'all can't cancel me," he further asserted. "I ain't worried about getting canceled. If y'all fire me and give me all that money, I'm going to be playing golf every fucking day. I want y'all to drink this fucking beer. I got 3 cases of Bud Light. If you're gay, bless you. If you're trans, bless you. If you have a problem with that, fuck you," he continued. Jonathan Isaac said on Twitter that Barkley basically presented a straw man that completely overlooked the actual concerns people have about LGBTQ ideological radicalism. Namely, the transitioning of minors, the erasure of women, and the teaching of sexuality to third graders. What does this even mean? No one with human decency want trans or gay people dead or without rights. God bless them all. But it's 1000% valid as a parent or adult to be concerned about the observable movement to influence children. Is that hateful? He wrote. It's insane that in order to be the primary influence on your children, you have to go to war against influencers, the media, movies, multi-million and billion-dollar corporations, and good people like Charles who choose to fall in line with empty politically correct statements and narratives. Nothing's sick, Charles said, would get him canceled, and it's wild that he thinks it would, he added. Jonathan Isaac became a national sensation in 2020 when he alone stood for the national anthem while his teammates kneeled in honor of the Black Lives Matter protests that had swept the nation. "I believe that Black Lives Matter," he said. "A lot went into my decision, and part of it is, I thought that kneeling or wearing the Black Lives Matter t-shirt doesn't go hand in hand with supporting Black Lives. So I felt like, just me personally, what is that I believe is taking on a stance that I do believe that Black Lives Matter, but I just felt like it was a decision that I had to make. And I didn't feel like putting that shirt on and kneeling went hand in hand with supporting Black Lives. I believe that for myself," he added. As Breitbart News reported, Isaac recently launched his own anti-woke sports apparel brand. You have companies that are in that field who have made a conscious decision to either attack or undermine Christian values, conservative values, and things like that, Isaac said. And I think they have the free choice to do so, as much as I disagree. But I feel that we also have the freedom to create what we want to create. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.